Shachmini gives us a glimpse into one of the most celebratory days for the Jews in the desert. That for the past however long they had been donating and building, and then for the past 7 days had been the Yemei HaMiluim of constructing and taking down the Mishkan over and over and over again and learning how to do the Avodah, all with the end goal of having God's Shechina rest in the Mishkan. That it's as if God told us to build the structure and he gave us the recipe, exactly what to do to bring him down. And then we practiced and we practiced and we practiced. And finally, we were going to have this moment where Hashem either was or was not going to rest in the Mishkan. And this was all so exciting and really filled with an excitement and energy, hoping that God would dwell among us. So each and every aspect that we performed leading up to this moment of Hashras Hashchina is imbibed with meaning and infused with this feeling of this is what you have to do in order to bring Hashem's presence to dwell among us. So it's possible to analyze each element of what they had to do and prepare during the Yemei HaMiluim and see if and how they are relevant to our lives and if we are able to use this same recipe in order to bring God's presence into our life. So what we're going to look at today is one seemingly minor piece of the instructions from Hashem to Moshe, Moshe to Aaron, as to what they should perform and how they should specifically carry out one of the karbanot. And we are going to analyze that instruction and see what kernels it contains for us to take and bring into our lives in regards to how we can bring Hashem into our life. So the pasuk states, Ve'al b'nei Yisrael tedaber le'mor. To b'nei Yisrael you should tell. Kichu se'iri zim l'chatat. Take one goat as a sin offering. Vishor v'ayel l'shlamim. And you should take a bull and a ram before God as a shlamim. Lizboach l'fnei Hashem. U'mincha b'lulav Hashem. And then also a flower offering that is dredged in oil. Ki hayom Hashem nir'a aleichem. Because today, Hashem will appear to you. So again, seems like a pretty classic Mishkan instruction. Take this, this, and that animal. They should serve as this, this, and that karban. And specifically, it ends off, Ki hayom Hashem nir'a elicham. Because today, Hashem is going to appear to you. So whereas all the Avodah in the Mishkan and in the Beis HaMikdash was exciting, this was especially exciting because this was the moment that Hashem's presence was going to dwell among B'nai Yisrael. However, the Kedusha Slevi asks a question. However, he says, if we look back to the typical instructions as to how to bring a karban, the instruction clearly was that any animal that was going to be taken and used as a karban needed a 4-day period in which it would be examined, in which it would wait until becoming a karban. We see this already in the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that when they had to take the sef for the karban Pesach, they had to take it on Yud Nisan, even though they would not be sacrificing it until Yud Dalet Nisan. And we all know they had to tie it to their bedposts and they had to deal with that excitement for 4 days before they were actually going to bring the karban. So the question he's asking here is we know that every karban needs a waiting period of 4 days to be expected. V'lama bekan siva Hashem yisparach lakach karban v'lekrav b'yom echad b'lo bikord dalet yamim. So how come here when we're seemingly bringing the most important karban that we're ever going to bring, which is the one that is going to have Hashem appear to us, we don't have this wait period of 4 days? It says that we should take the animals and on the same day, we should bring it as a karban. Od b'pasuk, v'yisa Aaron et yadav el ha'am v'yivarchim. Vayered me'asot ha'chatat. He adds on to the question and he says, additionally, in the pasuk where it says, v'yisa Aaron et yadav, that Aaron lifted up his hands, el ha'am, to the people, v'yivarchim, and he gave them a bracha. Vayered me'asot ha'chatat. And then he comes down from doing the karban chatat. Ve'avo Moshe v'Aaron el ohal moed, v'yitzu v'yivarchu et ha'am, v'yar kivod Hashem el kol ha'am. And then Moshe and Aaron left to Ohal Moed, and they came out of Ohal Moed, and they blessed the people. And the presence of Hashem appeared to the nation. We can delve into specific aspects of the wording in which it says, Vayered me'asot ha'chatat, that it says that they came down from bringing the Karban Chatat. Ve'lo katov, but it does not say, Vayitse me'asot kimo shekatov bepasuk shel acharav, Vayitzu v'yevarchu el ha'am, et ha'am. It doesn't say, Vayitse me'asot, and they left from doing, kimo shekatov, as it says in the other pasuk, Vayitzu v'yevarchu et ha'am, that they went out and they blessed the people. So why does it specifically say that they descended instead of that they came out? Why specifically Vayered and they went down and not Vayetze and they went out? We can answer the first question based on an explanation to a statement in Masachas Avos. So in Pirkei Avos it says, Rabbi Omer, Ezo derech yeshara sheyavor lo ha'adam kol shehu tiferet lo seha v'tiferet lo min ha'adam. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi says, which is the right path that a man should choose for himself? That which is honorable to he who follows it and brings honor to Hashem. Ki hine yadua godal ma'alo Yisrael ki Yaakov bachar lo Hashem. V'ratza banu lehiyot lo la'am segula mikol ha'amim la'avor oto yom v'layla b'leiv tamim. Now, we all know that the Jewish people are of an elevated status because we know that Hashem chose us and he wants us to be his Am Segula, to be his sanctified nation, Mikol Ha'amim, from all of the other nations, La'avod Oto, to serve him day and night it with full hearts. V'hinei yadua gudol ma'alot ha'tzadikim ha'ovdim oto b'leiv shalem. And it is also well known the greatness of the tzadikim that serve Hashem with a full heart, Shehim Moshlim Kiviyachol BaHakadosh Baruch Hu. Now, he's making a little bit of a radical statement. He said, we all know the greatness of those that serve Hashem with a full heart. That, what do we know is so great about them? Shehim Moshlim Kiviyachol BaHakadosh Baruch Hu. That Kiviyachol, as if we could say this, that they rule over Hashem. Kima Amar Chazal, as Chazal say, Tzadik Moshel B'yiras Elokim. A tzadik, a righteous person, rules through his Yiras Elokim, through his awe of God. Mi Moshel B'y, tzadik. Hashem says, who rules over me? A tzadik. V'hem l'mala mimadrigot ha'malachim. They are higher than the status of angels. V'lefiza nomar b'kavanat ha'katuv, sos asis b'Hashem. Another pasuk tells us, "Sos asis b'Hashem ki Shlomo HaMelech alav Shalom amar ben chacham yismach av," that a wise son brings gladness to the father. V'anu nikra im banim lamako v'nimsa k'shatzadik oved et Hashem azay k'viyachol Hashem yisparach mikabel ta'anog me'adam hazah. That we see, just like a wise child brings pride to his parents, a child who follows in the ways of Hashem, and we are all called Banim Lamakum, would bring ta'anug, would bring enjoyment and pleasure to Hashem. So let's pause for a minute. What is this talking about, that the tzaddikim are Moshel b'Hashem, that they rule over Hashem? And what we say is that angels can only follow orders. Whatever Hashem tells them to do, that is what they have to do. However, those that are truly righteous, they are able to daven. They are able to make requests in a way that, because they have dedicated their entire lives to Avodas Hashem, Hashem must follow. Now, of course, Hashem can do whatever he wants. But we say that Hashem set up a system in which we believe that we have an impact on what happens in the world. And therefore, if Hashem is going to follow through on that system, then these tzaddikim are really going to be able to make an impact in the world, that their actions are going to influence the actions of Hashem. And that's why he says that we are all considered banim lamakom. We are all the children of Hashem. And therefore, we must look at it that just like a child who performs the will of their parents and is wise and is able to accomplish is going to bring nachas to their parents, so too, if we serve Hashem in the way that he wants us to, and we are able to accomplish in our avodas Hashem, then we are going to bring great enjoyment and pleasure to Hashem. And since Hashem derives so much pleasure from us, he will then willingly grant the requests of these great tzaddikim, and therefore they rule over him. That they are giving something to Hashem, which causes Hashem to want them to do something on our behalf. That, kiviyachol, is like controlling Hashem. V'hinei b'derech mashal la'av she'yesh lo ben. He said this can be understood via a parable that to a father that has a son. V'haben ha'hu lo yechsar lo klal. This child does not lack for anything. Shehun v'osher b'beito, that there is great wealth in his home. V'ha'av yesh lo mizeh ta'anug sheholech lebeno ka'asher libo chafetz. And therefore, the father has great pleasure from this child, sheholech lebeno kasher libo chafetz, that he is able to go to this son whenever he wishes. V'hinei ha'ben ha'hu shenatan lo Hashem yisparach. Kol tov ein lo ta'anug mizeh shenatan lo Hashem yisparach rav tov v'bracha. This son, which God has granted all types of goodness, that he has everything, does not receive his pleasure from the abundance of goodness and blessing which Hashem has given him. Rather, the son is delighted by knowing that his father gets pleasure from him. So it's this idea that a father gets great nachas from a child, and a child feels good in knowing not only what they did and what they accomplished, but the fact that they are able to give pleasure to their father. And the same is true with us and Hashem, that we should receive the greatest possible pleasure from knowing that we bring pleasure to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Raka ta'anug ha-ben ha-hu, masha ha'av yishlo ta'anug mi'ito, zehu simchato ve'ta'anugo. This is the true pleasure of the child. Kacha tzadik ha'ovedet Hashem v'muchan la'rav tov ha'tafon lo la'atin lavo. Ach ha'chedva v'hasha'ashu'im shelo, she'Hashem yisparach yishlo ta'anug me'avodaso. Similarly, the tzaddikim, who serve God with all of their hearts, they don't only delight in the fact that they are preparing for the reward that Hashem is going to give them. Rather, their real joy and pleasure comes from knowing that Hashem takes pleasure in what they do for him. So it's this idea that part of our pleasure is selfless. It's not just focused on ourselves. It's our ability to bring pleasure to others. V'zehu sos kilomar sha'ani sos b'simcha rabba. So when the pasuk says sos asis b'Hashem, he is rereading this pasuk and saying that sha'ani sos, that I have simcha, mechamat asis b'Hashem, because I am able to bring joy and pleasure to Hashem. Sha'ani mivi simcha b'Hashem. B'shvil zeh ani sameach simcha rabba shezachiti lakach. L'havi chedva l'Hashem yisparach. So I am immensely overjoyed by the fact that I am able to bring joy to Hashem. Karutz michomer kamuni. This is feels beyond my human capability. Yismachas habore hu asher yado b'kol mashallah. That me, just a small human being, is able to bring pleasure to Hashem. That is an incredible feeling of accomplishment that makes us feel tremendously joyful in that we are even able to do something small in relation to how Hashem feels towards us. V'hinei hata masha Hashem yisparach mekabel ta'anug me'avod sa'adam yoter me'elef alfei alafim kitot melachim she'ovdim oto. And what is the reason then that Hashem receives more pleasure from one human being than from thousands and thousands of malachim? Ki yadua sheyitzer liv ha'adam ra min orav. That it is known that the yitzer of a person is bad from birth. Umiyad lepeta chatat rovitz, and that we naturally would go towards sin. Va'afal pikin, kishadam ponatzmo mikol asakab umatchil avod etabori b'simcha ubelief shalim lasot nachas liyotro. So when a person turns themselves and redirects their focus to bringing tremendous simcha to Hashem and bringing nachas ruach to Hashem, umitkaber al yitzro, and he overcomes his yitzer hara shalol eilech achar ta'avot libo, that he shouldn't go after the desires of his heart. Azai Hashem yisparach lo ta'anug gadol b'ma shehu machnia et yitzer hara la'avod es Hashem yisparach b'leiv shalim. Hashem gets no greater pleasure than that we are able and willing to overcome our yitzer hara in order to serve him. That the malachim don't have this. V'zekinoi chazal b'mekom shabalei tshuva omdim tzadikim gemurim einam yicholim la'amod. Chazal tell us that in the place where a bal tshuva stands, A tzaddik gamur is not able to stand in that same place. That a baal tshuva is greater than a tzaddik gamur. Why is this? Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekabel ta'anug mi baal tshuva yoter me tzaddik gamur. Because Hashem receives more pleasure and joy from a baal tshuva than from a tzaddik gamur. Sha tzaddik gamur ein lo yitzer hara kvar. Because someone who is a complete tzaddik no longer has the yitzer hara. They have refined themselves to a point where this is no longer a struggle and a battle. Ubekal hu oved oso, and it's easy for him to serve Hashem. Aval habaal tshuva. But a baal tshuva, who until this point his yetzer hara was overcoming him, and now he has been able to overcome the yetzer hara, and it has obliterated into dust. And therefore, Hashem has a tremendous amount of joy from him. I think it's comparable, obviously, lahavdil. If someone has two children. And one child naturally excels in school. And every test, they bring home 100. They don't even have to study. They just bring home 100. 100, 100, 100. The parents, of course, have nachas from this child. But on the other hand, their other child really struggles in school. They have some learning disabilities. They have some other complications. But slowly but surely, through working with many people and with many different tools and spending time and literally blood, sweat, and tears, they're able to bring home an 100 on a test. That 100 is going to bring so much more nachas to the parents because they saw how much effort and how much the child had to overcome in order to reach that point. Not that they should underestimate the incredible schoolwork and the incredible performance of the first child. But the second child brings them more nachas because they see what the child was able to put in and was able to accomplish. This is the same idea as a tzaddik gamur and a baal tshuva. Of course, Hashem appreciates the actions and the avodas Hashem of the tzaddik gamur. But once he sees how hard a baal tshuva had to work in order to reach that same point, that brings even greater tanug and greater nachas to Hashem. V'zekinoi Chazal, and this is also related to the statement of Chazal, Ezo derech yishara sheyavor lo ha'adam kol shehu tif'eret lo oseha. We can understand what Chazal said when they stated, which is the right path that a man should choose for himself, that which is honorable to he who follows it. Dehainu shekol askav yechshov sheyaseh ta'anog la'Hashem yisparach, sheyitba'er Hashem yisparach imo. Anything that we do, we have to think that we want to bring joy to our Creator, that we should glorify Hashem through it. And therefore, we are going to be a joy for our Creator, and therefore, it is going to be a glory for the one who performs it. That when we serve Hashem in this way, that we are focused on how to bring Hashem joy, that is in turn going to bring joy and glory to Hashem because he is the one who created us. Umefarish v'tiferet lo, klomar lama hu tiferet l'Hashem yisparach mimenu, v'lo mikol ha'malachim v'hasrafim. Why does, and the question is asked there, why does this person bring more tiferet, more glory to Hashem than all of the angels and the srafim? That specifically because we are man who are clothed in materialism. And therefore, as human beings, because we have many more challenges than the malachim and the srafim, that is specifically the reason that we are able to bring greater enjoyment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hinei yadua mashekatav ha'alshech ala pasuk v'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'socham. This is what is known based on the statement of the alshech on the pasuk v'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'socham. Shelo yihyu yisrael sfurim shehashem yisparach yishkom b'beis hamikdash levad. Bnei Yisrael would not have agreed to the fact that Hashem could dwell in the Beis HaMikdash alone. Rak sheha'ikar sheha'shchina tishre b'Yisrael. The key, the essence, is that Hashem should dwell among Bnei Yisrael. V'zeh amar v'asuli mikdash v'shachanti besocham, among them. Klomar v'shachanti Bnei Yisrael ashkun v'lo b'beis hamikdash levad. That Hashem says, it is not within this temple that I am dwelling, but rather that I am dwelling within the Jewish people. That the idea is that Hashem is with us as human beings, because we as human beings are the ones who are able to serve Hashem in the way that he wants to be served. V'hinei amru rabotinu zatzal, kol ha'omer v'shachat oto al yerach ha'mizbeach, afilu shehu akam. So now Chazal are commenting on the passage, he shall slaughter it in the northern side of the Mizbeach before God. Our Chazal comment there that whenever anyone, whether they are a Jew or a non-Jew, reads this verse, Hashem remembers Akidas Yitzchak, because that was also done on the northern side of the Mizbeach. So when one brings a karban and shechs it on the northern side of the Mizbeach, whether they are a Jew or a non-Jew, that reminds Hashem of the Akedas Yitzchak. V'navolav erma amar Chazal ki hinei yadua ki min haro'oi haya sheYisrael yikrevu atzmam laHashem lechaper aleihem. Ach shaHashem yisparach berov rachamav tziva lahakriv behima chalaf haAdam atzmo. Chazal tell us that it is well known, that it would have been appropriate for the Jewish people to sacrifice from themselves in order to atone for their sins. But that Hashem, through his abundant kindness, that it would have been appropriate for us to have to sacrifice ourselves to atone for the sins that we have done. However, Hashem, in his great kindness, allows us to sacrifice animals in place of sacrificing ourselves. When someone has to say this statement over the karban, they should think that it really would have been appropriate for it to be them. But Hashem is allowing us to give the karban instead. That truly we should have been ready to sacrifice ourselves out of our love for Hashem. And this is why we have to read the statement of Vishachat Oto. Ba'azai kishachoshiv kach, az afilu hu akum, ki zehu davar gadol lechshov lakrivat atzmo. So isn't this a little lofty to say that even if a non-Jew brings a karban, they have to make this statement of Vishachat Oto? That isn't that a little bit of a high intention for a non-Jew to have when bringing a karban? V'hinei misham hachi tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'tzom b'bikor karban. For this reason, Hashem commanded that the offerings all be inspected. Ki kishekrevu karban hitzrichu lachshov shakarban yeh chalaf atzmo. Because this intention and this understanding that this karban really should have been you is an integral part of bringing the karban. V'keilu hu atzmo hikriv atzmo. The animal has four bases, like four legs, and then therefore there are four aspects of the behema. And what did you have to do on each of these 4 days of preparation? You had to inspect one piece of the behema, so that on each day we can come to connect to a piece of the animal and really begin to see ourselves in this animal. Now, there wasn't really anything that you had to check in this animal for 4 days. You could do a quick once over and know whether this animal was appropriate to use for a karban or not. But during those 4 days, we were meant to recognize and come to the realization that we were the ones who should have been on that mizbeach. That for our sins, we truly should be the ones sacrificing ourselves to Hashem. But instead, we are able to connect throughout those days to the different pieces of the animal and recognize that this was supposed to be us on there. So the 4 days assume that man will not be able to make that connection within a moment, and that we need 4 days in order to really fine-tune that intention with which we must bring a karba. V'hine, haba b'yom hashmini d'meluim lotz hitzricho bikor. And that's why we get back to our original question, that on the 8th day of the Yemei HaMiluim, no inspection was necessary. Ki ha-karban lo haya pu'el ba'oto hazman. because these karbanot were not brought at this time to atone for the Jewish people. They didn't need any karbanot to atone for them. Because at this time they were completely pure from all sin. Raka karbanot haya l'smoach lifnei Hashem. These karbanot were only to bring joy to Hashem. V'alchein haya hashras hashchina b'mishkan b'shvil ahavas habore le'Yisrael dafka. And therefore, we realize why the resting of Hashem's Shechina in the Mishkan was to show the love between Hashem and Am Yisrael only. Shehaya is ratzon mechama shehayu Yisrael az b'madriga gezola u'ma'ala elyona. And it was an is ratzon. It was a time of great divine connection. Mechama shehayu Yisrael az b'madriga gezola, because B'nai Yisrael at this moment were at a very high level. It was not specifically for the sake of the karbanot. These karbanot were not used right now in order to bring atonement. And therefore, we didn't need this checking of the animals. But again, the point of checking the animal is that we should take this time to develop this connection between us and the animal. That really should have been us up there on the Mizbeah. However, the Jews at the time of the Yemei HaMiluim and the construction of the Mishkan, they didn't have any sins. They were completely tahor from sins, and therefore the karbanot that they bring were not meant to be atonement. Rather, they were meant to simply be gifts, presents to give to Hashem out of a sign of our love for Him. V'zeki vein hakatuv kichu se'irizim, klomar kichu hashta, v'shor v'ayel l'shlamim lizboach lifnei Hashem, lomar kichu miyad hayom v'lizboach lifnei Hashem. That is why the pasuk specifically tells us, "Take today to sacrifice before Hashem." V'alma lo haya tiun bikur, and why did they not need to be checked? Al zeh she'amar hakatuv ki hayom Hashem nir'ah alichem, because today Hashem will appear to them. Klomar hashras shchinato tiya lehem, klomar bishvilo klomar bishvilchem velo bishvil hakarban rach mechamat she'ohiv etzchem hu mishra shchinato b'nichem. That when Hashem is going to rest His presence here on the Jewish people at this time, it's not because of some exact procedure that they did. Rather, it's because it's not because of the karban. It's not because of the sacrifice they brought. Rather, Hashem is resting His shechina here, because Hashem loves you. That's why He rests His shechina among you. And that's why you didn't need the 4 days of checking. This is not about atonement. This is not about us sacrificing ourselves to God. Rather, this moment here is a sign of the love between Hashem and the Jewish people. V'hinei ha'ikar l'madriga shel kohen gadol shechiper al kol Yisrael. Hayatzarich liyot b'madriga yoter mikol Yisrael. L'chein hayamechaper al kol Yisrael. Now, in order for the Kohen Gadol to get atonement for the Jewish people, he has to be on a much higher spiritual level than they are. And this is how he was able to get kapara, he was able to get atonement for all of the other Jewish people. And therefore, the essential piece of Hashras Hashchina al Adam, the resting of God's presence on a person, who kishemanhig et ha'olam ve'osik im kol echad ve'echad l'kriv oto la'avodas habori baruchu, kol echad ve'echad l'fi madregato, azai bizchuta derabim she'osik imam b'shema yachziru b'tshuva, v'Hashem yisparach mashcha shchinato imo. The Shechina rests on a person when he acts as a leader and he reaches out to everyone to draw them closer to Avodas Hashem, every person in accordance with their present level. Then, because of the schus for his work within the rest of Am Yisrael and his efforts to influence others to do tshuva, Hashem rests his Shechina upon them. So that is what makes the Kohen Gadol so great. Not just that he is some sort of like high and lofty person, but also that he engages with others and seeks to bring them closer to Hashem. V'hinei zeh hatzadik she'inu mekarev kol kach la'asok im kol echad l'karev el haborei. And therefore, if a righteous person is not so involved with bringing others closer to Hashem, rak machzik atzmo, he only sanctifies himself, he only strengthens himself, azai ein ha'shchina shorei alav kol kach, therefore the shchina does not rest on him a lot. because he doesn't have the merit of the entire community. And this is why it specifically says, and again, this is going to answer our second question, that Aaron lifted up his hands. He lifted himself up to be slightly more elevated and separated from the Jewish people, that he should be for himself and not only engaged with them. Al kol ha'am lemor. Shahaya ad achshav el kol ha'am kolomar sha'asaki mahem. Va'achshav vayisa Aharon et atzmo mehem lachin vayirad me'asot chatat. Kolomar. She'arad me'hashrat shchinato sha'adata lo haya yachol la'asot ha'chatat v'ha'ola v'hashlamim. Ki katamnu she'biyot kohen gadol makriv karban b'shvil Yisrael haya tzarich liyot b'madriga gedola. Va'ata shehufrash et atzmo mehem lo haya zchuta berabim alav v'lo haya b'madriga gedola kol kach she'yeh yachol la'akriv karban b'shvil kol Yisrael. So, this specifically says, now, why does it say that Aaron lifted up his hands, El Kol Ha'am, that he lifted himself up above the level of the rest of the nation, because that's how the Kohen Gadol had to be. Up until this point, he had been engaged with the Jewish people. He had been directly on their level. Therefore, he came down. He came down from Hashem's presence. Until this point, he had not been able to give the karbanot. He had not formally started his role as the Kohen Gadol. Ki kadamnu shevei'yo Kohen Gadol makriv karban b'shvil Yisrael haya tzarich liyot b'madriga gedola. Because we know that once someone is going to be able to give a karban on behalf of the Jewish people, it has to be because they are on a madriga gedola, a high level. And now that he has separated himself from the others, his chus is no longer through the masses. And he is not on such a high level. That it wasn't until Aaron was able to separate himself up and elevate himself that he was then able to serve in this role as Kohen Gadol. Va'acharkach, va'yavo Moshe va'aron el ohel moed, v'yitzu klomar mimadrigatam shehayu ad achshav, shelo lihiyot pirush u'muvdal min hatzibor. And therefore, at the end, we end off by saying, va'yavo Moshe va'aron el ohel moed, v'yitzu, that Moshe and Aaron came to ohel moed, and they left, klomar mimadrigatam shehayu ad achshav, from the levels at which they were until now. That they shouldn't separate themselves from the congregation. Rather, to engage with them as they had been previously. And bless them. And then Hashem's presence was able to appear to all of the people. So the Shechina first returned to Moshe and Aaron as before because they resumed their work with the people. And in the merit for their work with the people, the Shechina was once again able to reside within Moshe and Aaron on a much greater degree than it would have been had they been separate from the congregation. So just to summarize, a few points that we pulled out of here. The first question we asked was, why do the karbanos that are brought at this moment of Hashras HaShechina not need the 4 days of checking? And the answer that was given was that the 4 days of checking were meant to be an introspective time period in which we would recognize that our sins made us liable to be the karban in and of ourselves. That not us, not the animal, but rather we as human beings should have been up there on the Mizbeach sacrificing ourselves to God. But Hashem in his divine kindness allows us to bring the karbanos. And it takes time to develop this mindset. And therefore, the 4 days of checking were necessary in being able to develop this kavana. However, the Jewish people at the time of establishing the Mishkan, they were clean of sin. And all they wanted to do was show their love for Hashem Yisbarach. So in that moment, they didn't have to take this time to connect and contemplate. Rather, they were able to do it without pause, that in one day they were able to take the animal and sacrifice because they, in this moment, had the exact correct kavana, which was that the karbanot were meant to connect them to Hashem. So these were not karbanot that were meant to atone for sins. These were karbanot that were meant to connect us and show our love between us and Hashem. And that they were able to accomplish even without the 4 days of checking. And the last point was we talked about the different verbs that are used in the pasuk of vayisa, vayired, vayite. And what we learned is that when Aaron tried to separate himself and make himself higher from the rest of the Jewish people, that alone would not have allowed him to do his work. Rather, he had to go out, he had to come down, he had to be among the people, but he had to then, once he had rejoined the people, he could then go out, not up, we don't say he goes up, but by separating himself out to do their service, not to be above them in some sort of lofty, self-serving way, but vayivarchem, to bless them, to be above them in the position that he needed to be in. That's when vayar Hashem, that Hashem appeared. That the leader needs to not be above us for the sake of having power and control, but rather the leader must be with us, however, above us in terms of inspiring us and elevating all of us together. And then we are zocha to hashras hashchina. So what's important to understand is this idea that was really the overarching theme of all of the concepts that we discussed, that by doing Hashem's will and connecting to Hashem in the way that he wants us to connect in that moment, whether it was through the complicated instructions of the Mishkan or in our daily lives today, what Hashem wants to see from us is our ability to overcome our Yetzer Hara to serve him. And he then receives joy and pleasure from us, and we receive the greatest level of pleasure in our Avodas Hashem, knowing that we are able to bring this pleasure to Hashem. So all of these concepts we discussed seem very detailed and complicated, but what Hashem really wants from us is he wants to see us do his will. And when we do Hashem's will, that brings him joy. And what should bring us joy is knowing that we are able to bring the ultimate joy to our Creator. So Mirtz Hashem, we will be able to think of all of our actions in our Avodas Hashem with the proper kavana and with the proper intention, that what we are not just doing here is serving ourselves and bringing reward to ourselves, but ultimately, we are bringing joy and pleasure to our Creator.